I've been an SEO for 10 years, and some of my favorite misconceptions out there is, well, the vaunted guaranteed placement or guaranteed listing. Many SEO firms will go through and state this claim, and what will happen is they'll either target keyword phrases that generate so little traffic that, yes, you'll be at the top, but you'll receive no traffic, no sales, therefore your money's wasted. Or they'll offer you a guarantee, and this is a great guarantee. The guarantee goes like this. We guarantee that we'll do the work, get you traffic, or we'll keep doing the work for you for free until we get there. The problem with that guarantee, while it sounds good, it says nothing about getting your money back. It's basically holding your money hostage. If an SEO can't get it right the first time, they're not going to get it right the second, third, or fourth time. And what ends up happening, you end up firing the SEO firm, they keep your money, and you try to find someone else to go to. Another one is still, even though they've been dead for about 6 years, is meta tags. People think that search engine optimization lives and dies with meta tags. They've been dead since 2000. Google has never read them, but people just, for some reason, think that meta tags are the way to go through to get their website highly indexed and highly placed, and that's just not the case. There's a few others that really can go through and hit you. For example, right now Google is really big on linking. Okay, it's been said that the more links you have, the better you do with Google. So people will say, well, in order for me to trick Google, I'll do a three-way link exchange, meaning I link to you, you link to a third party, that third party links to me. That way Google can't detect that we're doing a link exchange. That in itself is what we call a mind crime, meaning that's false information. Google can detect these. They find them and they punish the website to go through and do them. Mind crime can be defined as, well, essentially, I talk about on the website how certain search engine gurus are out there lying on purpose. Mm. And the reason why they're doing this is they want to protect their business. They don't want the threat of competition. Therefore, they spread misinformation to lead a lot of people astray, so their business is protected. We're going through and we're launching a whole site dedicated to educate people on the real power of SEO.